Chuck, good morning. It's good to see you. So the president has stood firmly by his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. The administration, in fact, saying, look, this was going to happen whenever we got out. This was inevitable in some ways. But he's been criticized not just by Republicans, but by Democrats and a lot of people in this country. Where is he in this decision right now? Does he suspect we may have to stay longer than that deadline of late August here?
Well, that's the question I'm going to have this morning for Jake Sullivan when he's on this program, which is, you know, you've pledged to get every American out. It's pretty clear many Americans are stuck, can't even get to Kabul, let alone to the airport. You can't accomplish it by the 31st. Is it time to surge more troops in? Are they going to have to actually surge more troops help with this evacuation? But ultimately, Willie, you know, this keeps coming back to sort of the same. You know, but rather than debate that should have we has stay or go, why did we why did we pull out the military before the civilians? Right. Ultimately, that decision in April and May of doing that, shutting down Bagram, shutting down the military aspect of this before we got our allies out and before we got civilians, that just looks like a catastrophic decision now in hindsight.